It was the first Friday in April over at the Kenai Art Center, which meant it was the kids' turn for the 31st annual visual feast, where our students in our high schools and around the Peninsula Borough brought their artwork and it was judged. Now, I'm talking with somebody, and this is really a pleasure for me, because it was one of the students who was a caring for the Kenai finalist. Now she is the teacher of some of the art students who won awards here tonight, and that's Rebecca Ralston Savo, is that right?
Yes.
And you're teaching out at Nikiski now.
Yes, I teach middle school and high school art class and high school foods.
Now, do you still remember being on stage making an oral presentation for your Caring for the Kenai project?
I do, yeah. We were feeding pigs with lunch scraps.
And your teacher was Mr. Frederick?
That's correct.
Okay, from then till now, and one of the things when you have as much life in your rearview mirror as I do, that I talk about as often as I can, is investing in our kids, in our education, so that they come back to this community. And here we saw the community turn out tonight for our kids. And you have to see the future and feel okay about it when you see what these kids are expressing themselves in art. Now, you get to work with these kids in the art classes every day. How does that make you feel?
I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite things. Art was always a big part of my passion growing up, and to be able to give that back to the kids and see them expressing themselves through their artwork is just absolutely amazing.
Now that our modern technology and science is mapping the brain and what it does, we see that when you are doing something creative in art, you're using a whole different part of the brain. And that if you don't use that part of the brain, it doesn't synapse. And that's different from doing math and science and other things. And yet, we drew on cave walls before we ever spoke language.
Yeah, there's you know, I saw that own dichotomy in my own life. My mother was a math teacher, and I was much more art-brained. And the art is just a wonderful way to be able to express yourselves and express feelings and emotions that are hard to put into words.
And oftentimes we hear people say basic education, and they want extracurricular activities such as art not to be on the same category. And yet I feel that's an oxymoron. I feel that the basic education is learning to use your creativity and to express yourself and learn about who you are. And that's exactly what you're teaching, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, the artistic way of thinking and solving some problems and thinking of things that from a different angle often help with many of our problems that we come up with.
Now, this is a juried show. It's a judged show, and you had awards here tonight at the first Friday. One of the judges I couldn't help but notice was also a Caring for the Kenai winner, and that was Caitlin Vadla, who pursued her art and is now quite well known internationally for her art.
That is awesome. I did not know that.
Well, now you do. Okay, so throughout the month of April, people can come, they can see the show, they can see what our youth are doing, and then they can also vote. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Wednesday through Saturday from noon to 5 p.m., the gallery is open to the public, and there are viewer choice boxes both in the high school area and the middle school area for people to the community to come in and write down viewer's choice, and that person, one from the high school and one from the middle school, will get an award at the end of the month.
And it can be something that you like. It doesn't have to be the one with the blue ribbon on it, that the judges thought was the best, but it can be the one you like the best, right?
Correct. And we actually encourage, you know, look for what the one you like the best, regardless of what other acclamations it may have received.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the Caring for the Kenai. Thank you for being an art student, and thank you for supporting our future right here at the Kenai Art Center.
Thank you, Merrill. Have a wonderful day.
That's Rebecca Ralston Savo, the Nikiski Middle High School art and foods teacher, and I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to that well-drawn sound of KSRM.